This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
It's an important time of year for art collectors. Art Basel wrapped up a week ago. That's one of the world's biggest art shows held every year in Switzerland. Now collectors are in London. Sotheby's, Christie's, the major auction houses are selling impressionist and modern art one day, post-war and contemporary art the next. And the takeaway seems to be big art by big names is going for big money. Kelly Crowe covers the art market for the Wall Street Journal. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
So we've got you on the line in London in the middle of what sounds like a very busy trip through Europe. How do the sales in London differ from those in New York? Is the art different? Is the clientele different? What's the distinction between the two sales?
So the art world is a global chessboard now, right? So you have collectors living around the world, buying in art hubs around the world. But each one, whether it's Hong Kong or London or New York, they each have their own quirks and characteristics. There's some pieces that just sell better in China just because they do. And there are others that sell better in New York. And in a way, this is a really good chance to test European tastes, but with this caveat that buyers are, you know, paying attention and clicking and bidding on their phones sort of in any time zone at any moment.
You had this big sale at Christie's and a big sale at Sotheby's, and it sounds like Sotheby's won out. They had the better auction in part because they had so much name brand arts. That's become something that is selling well?
Yeah, I mean, Sotheby's won this week, but largely because they had a really heavily discounted Claude Monet water lilies. A few years ago, Christie's tried. They put a big sticker price on this Monet, and bidders came right up to the edge and did not buy it. And so typically this would mean that a picture was burned and you would hold it for, I don't know, 10 or 15 years maybe before putting it back up to auction. But it's a sign of the market's exuberance that Sotheby's felt like it had the confidence to bring it back a little sooner than expected. And then, lo and behold, it ended up selling for $54 million.
And it seems like at these sales in London and also at the sales in New York a couple of months back, a lot of those calls were coming from Asia, that Asian mm-hmm. bidders are paying top dollar for a lot of this art.
When China wants to spend some serious money, they have it. And they certainly are interested in art more than they were a few years ago.
You know, what can we learn about the economy writ large, the global economy, from what's selling and what's not in the art market?
One of my favorite things about covering the global art market is that it really is a litmus test for people's consumer confidence, right, at the very high end. So by looking and seeing what types of artists are selling well in any particular part of the world, you actually glean a lot of really helpful information about how successful those parts of the world feel. Because when they feel successful, they buy art. This is sort of a tried and true thing we've seen, especially in the last 10 years. But America seems to be feeling well, a lot of American participation in these sales. So they do sync eerily well.
Kelly Crowe covers the art market for the Wall Street Journal. We've reached her in London. Thank you, Kelly.
Thanks so much for having me.